It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Welcome to you, neighbor, my television neighbor. See what I brought with me? You know what this is? It's a pillow with a pillowcase over it. Just by looking at the pillowcase, we can't know exactly what the pillow inside looks like. But I'll take the case off, and then you can see what the pillow looks like. There. It's a needlepoint pillow, and it has three words on it. I love you. My mother made a pillow like this for me when I was a little boy, and I liked it so much. I took it with me in the car when I'd go for rides, and I took it to bed with me when I'd go to sleep. Oh, there's the phone. Let's see who's on the phone today. Hello? Yes. Certainly. Want me to come to your place, or do you want to come here? All right. Very good. Thanks. Bye, Eric. That's my friend Eric Kloss. He and I are going to a cavern where I've never visited. Eric knows that place, so he said he'd go with me, and he and one of the guides can show us around. He's going to come over here first. Incidentally, Eric doesn't see with his eyes. He'll tell you about it, probably. He's a fine person and a fine musician, and I'm glad he would take us today. Maybe that's he now. Yes, that's Eric. Come in, Eric.
Hi, Fred.
How do you do? I'd like you to know my television neighbor. This is Eric Kloss.
Hi. You ready to go?
Well, I wondered if we could have a little visit here first.
Well, sure.
Okay, come on in. Now, you know I have two steps down here.
All right, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Want to come and sit on the couch here?
Yeah, I like couches. They're comfortable.
Good. Right there. There you go. And I'll sit right here with you. I told my television neighbor that you and I are friends.
That's true.
It is true. And you're a fine musician.
You know, I'm really interested in what this saxophone would sound like if we went down into the caverns.
Well, you just take it with us, and we'll be able to hear it. What's it sound like here?
Well, it sounds something like this.
Is that fun?
It sure is. It takes a lot of work, but it's worth it because it's so much fun after you worked on your instrument and you know how to do it.
Well, sure. I also told my television friend that you don't see with your eyes.
That's right. You know, and it's not because I saw anything bad or anything like that.
Why do you say that?
Well, some people think that just because you're curious that you can become blind. Well, that's just not so.
Well, that's certainly good to know. You say it's just not so.
It's just not so.
Now, are there certain things that you would like a sighted person to do when they go with you somewhere?
Well, there's some things that are a little helpful. If you want to stand up, I'll show you a couple of them.
Okay.
If we're walking, I'll be behind you, and I'll just take your arm,
mm-hmm.
and then we can keep on walking, and if we come to a stairs, all you got to do is bring your arm up.
Okay.
And also, if we come to a narrow place, you just bring your arm behind you like that, and we'll just walk single file wherever we have to go.
Single file for the narrow places.
Right.
Okay, well, why don't we go on? Is there anybody at the place that that works there that you know?
Well, there's a guy that works there, and she knows all about the caverns, and she's going to take us through and tell us a little bit about the caverns while we're there.
Who is it?
It's Betty Aberlin.
Oh, Betty Aberlin.
Yeah.
Well,
you know her.
Here's one step, I sure do. We'll be able to meet her there then. One more step, and out we go. Off to the caverns. Place, Eric.
Yes, Betty said she'd meet us right inside the main building here.
Okay, well, it's single file time then.
Okay.
Here's the door.
All right.
Bye, Jenny.
Thank you. It was a great tour.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Betty, here we are.
Oh, Fred and Eric,
hi.
Welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm
nice
looking
to be
forward
here
to see this cave.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Well, yeah, you're going to like it.
Well, you two know it, so please show me around.
Okay.
Right this way.
Here? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, follow me.
Single file, Eric.
Good.
And then down these steps. Okay. Oh, boy.
Here we go down into the cave.
Yes.
Can you sense any difference, Eric?
Boy, the air is moist. Feels
it
good.
Is. And cool.
It's quiet.
Oh, that rail ends. That's it. What a fabulous place.
Boy, it feels kind of like a great hall.
Yes. Boy, I can see why you all like this.
Millions of years ago, water came into this place and melted away some of the rock. And after millions and millions of more years, this wonderful space was created.
Well, who ever found it?
Two men were walking along and they didn't see anything from the outside. They were looking for a cave and they saw a small hole and noticed air coming out of it.
You mean in the ground?
Yes. And they explored it further and discovered all of this. And now so many people can come and enjoy it.
That's wonderful.
So the ground is up there.
It is. Come this way. There's much more to show you.
All right. Turn a corner, there's something different.
Feels different, too.
Yeah, what's this?
This is a stalactite. Feel this.
Oh, it's smooth, like glass or marble.
It's made of layers and layers of stone. When the water drips down, the water has in it tiny little pieces of stone.
Uh-huh.
And that stone goes on to this one and makes it larger and larger. And when the water drips off, it goes all the way down and makes a stalagmite.
This is a stalagmite here?
Yes.
And then
it drips and grows. And when they come together, they make a column.
A column?
Mm-hmm.
You're a good teacher, Betty.
Thanks.
So it's all little by little it grows, huh?
Little by little. It takes 100 years to make an inch.
100 years to make an inch?
Little by little. That's just like when a person learns to play saxophone, little by little.
Well, you sure learned. Lot by lot.
Takes a long time, but it's worth it.
Sounds good in here. Will you hear how it sounds in the bigger room?
Where's that?
Right ahead. Come with me.
Okay, here
Let's
we go.
Let's try that. Yeah.
Only the guides are allowed to do this, but I want you to hear something.
Okay.
Listen. That's a large stalactite that I'm hitting. See what tone it is. We're on our way to a musical instrument that uses the tones of these stalactites.
These?
Come along. Please be seated.
Oh, I'd be glad to.
We'll turn it on.
Looks like a four-manual pipe organ console here, Eric.
Well, actually, it's a stalactite organ.
That's what it should be in the cave.
That's right. Play a note, Fred.
How does that do that?
Well, try playing it three times and look up there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What note is it, Eric?
That's a G.
It's a G, and the little plungers hit the stalactites. Why don't you two play?
All right, let's play something together.
What'll it be?
What do you say?
How about It's a Beautiful Day?
Good.
It
beautiful
is.
Day. Can't play it very fast. Neighborhood.
A beautiful day.
For
a neighbor,
would you
be mine?
Could
you be mine? It's a neighborly day
in this cavern here.
Rogers and everyone. Isn't it amazing what can happen when people get together and play and sing and create music?
I'll say.
You can do it with your eyes open or with your eyes closed.
Mm-hmm.
You sure can.
You know, sometimes people wonder what this place would be like if it were dark.
With no lights on?
No lights at all.
Let's find out.
I can show you, Fred.
It's really different.
Well, Fred, I'm right at home in the dark.
So are these stalactites. It's a beautiful place.
Indeed it is.
Yes,
and
it
I
is.
Thank you for showing us around, Betty. I've got to get back to my place.
Fred, do you know how to get out?
Aren't you coming?
Well, I thought I would stay and play a little bit and listen to how the saxophone sounds in here.
It sure sounds nice.
Well, what I'd like to do is make sure you know how to get out.
How do you do it?
Well, if you go straight ahead and hit that walk and keep on walking, you'll get out.
The one we came down on.
That's right.
And here I thought I was the guide.
We've got two good guides. Thank you.
True. I'll just
Thanks
soon.
For coming, Fred.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for coming.
Oh, do stay and play.
Hello. let's go back to my place. What an experience that was. Eric surely knew his way around that place. I was very glad he was with us. Think how much he's learned in his life without using his eyes to see. What an amazing person he is. I was glad to see Betty there, too. Yeah. Well, let's make believe that the king still thinks that Ms. Cow's school is too much like fun, and he wants Prince Tuesday to learn other things. What do you think Queen Sarah will think of all of that? Let's make believe that the Queen and Lady Aberlin are together in the castle garden right now as the trolley goes by in the neighborhood of make-believe.
I guess you can tell that I'm quite upset.
Yes, well, is there anything that I can do to help?
Well, after Friday heard that the children in the school were playing little instruments and singing, he said that Tuesday should be learning other things.
But they learn lots of other things at that school.
Yes, but Friday thinks that Tuesday needs more royal tutoring.
But he loves Miss Cow and Daniel and Anna.
I know, and he learns well with them. Oh, here he comes.
Queen Sarah, Lady Aberlin, I presume?
Correct.
Correct. Friday.
Uncle Friday.
I shall ignore the omission and tell you both that I have excellent news.
What is it?
I have been able to interest the most highly regarded expert in international lofty generosity to come here to be Tuesday's tutor. So Tuesday will not need to go to the cow school anymore.
But Friday...
No buts about it. As soon as Sir Thomas arrives, Tuesday's education will take place here.
Sir Thomas?
Of the nobility, of course.
Sir Thomas whom?
Sir Thomas T. Tune.
Sir Thomas T. Tune?
Friday, you know how Tuesday loves his school.
But he's not learning anything important, just rhythm bands.
And kindness.
I learned my kindness in international lofty generosity class.
I see.
And Tuesday can, too. You may go to the school to prepare him for Sir Thomas's arrival.
If you insist, Uncle
I do.
Friday.
We will speak about this some more in private, Friday.
My mind is made up on this matter, Sarah.
Well, mine is not.
See you later, Aunt and Uncle.
Farewell, niece.
Farewell, dear. I suggest we go to the D room for further discussion, Friday.
If you like.
Hey there, Lady Aberlina.
Oh, hi, X. How are you?
I'm great. Look what I just got.
Why, that looks like your cousin, Mary Owl.
It is. You know how much I like her.
Yes. Is that a message from her?
Uh-huh. Yeah, open it up and listen.
I'm a substitute teacher for the Owl Correspondence School.
Really?
I'm coming to bring your next lesson. Love, from your cousin Mary Owl.
Oh, I like that card.
I like the message. It works each time. Yeah. See?
I'm a substitute teacher for the Owl Correspondence School. I'm coming to bring your next lesson. Love...
There.
From your cousin Mary Owl.
See, it works.
Oh. Oh, that's great what people will think of to do.
I wonder what my lesson's going to be. I love my lessons from the Owl Correspondence School.
Just like Tuesday loves his school.
Yeah, Prince Tuesday does love it there. Oh, Miss Cow runs a fine school. I went over there one day to tell about flying. Miss Cow thought it would be good for everybody to hear about what it was like to fly up in the air without an airplane, so I went and told them.
Well, you know, Uncle Friday doesn't think so.
Well, he has his own airplane, but not everybody has one, you know.
Oh, that's not what I mean, X.
What do you mean?
Well, Uncle Friday thinks that Miss Cow's school is not good enough for Prince Tuesday.
Well, he's plain wrong about that. That's a mighty fine school.
The trouble is he's going to hire some fancy tutor to tutor Tuesday, and then Tuesday won't be able to be with his friends at the school after that.
Why, that's terrible. Why don't we ask Cousin Mary about this? She's a substitute teacher now. She'll know something.
Well, when's she arriving?
When the sun comes up again.
Oh, I hope that won't be too late to help. I'd better get going to the school.
I'll sing the OCS song while you go.
Oh, I'll sing it too.
Okay.
Owl Correspondence School, dear OCS, we do our lessons and we get a U or S. We hope for an S. So Owl Correspondence School, dear OCS,
dear OCS,
Owl Correspondence School, we love you best. We love you best.
See you soon, Lady Aberlin.
That's what I want to learn.
Oh, it sounds like you know that song pretty well already.
No, I mean, I want to learn to play what Auntie Lady Elaine plays.
Do you want to learn to play the accordion, Tuesday?
Yes, Miss Cow. Can't somebody teach me?
Francis Paviola taught me. I guess I could teach you, Tuesday. But what would your parents say? Oh, hi, Lady A. How about some playing and singing, Lady A? Is that all right, Miss Cow?
Well, of course. We learn a lot by playing and singing.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid I don't really feel like it.
Oh?
What's wrong?
Well, what's the matter?
Well, I might as well tell you right out. Uncle Friday is planning to get a special teacher to come and teach Tuesday royal things. And once that teacher gets here, Tuesday won't be allowed to come to this school anymore.
No! No!
But I like my school.
I know, Tuesday. It's just that, well, X's cousin Mary is coming soon, and she might have an idea. And if any of you all have any ideas, let's talk about
them. That's all.
But Tuesday is one of my three best students. I like having him here.
I like having him here.
And I like having him here.
But Uncle Friday wants Tuesday to learn international lofty generosity.
I don't want to learn that. I want to learn the accordion like Auntie Lady Elaine.
Don't worry, Toots. We'll work this through. Now, when did you say that Cousin Mary's supposed to come?
Anytime now.
We're going to all do our best. Sometimes Friday's ideas are far from the best.
I'll say.
Well, come on now, let's just have one more chorus of Owl Correspondence School, and then, Lady Elaine, give your first accordion lesson to Tuesday, all right?
No need to waste any time.
Right, let's go.
Cousin Mary, how am I glad to see you.
I'm a little early, X.
You're always welcome in my tree. Come on around the back door. I need to talk with you.
Oh, surely will. I've got your OCS stuff right here.
Oh, good. And there comes the trolley. See you inside.
Yes, I'm very glad to be back.
Well, do you think Cousin Mary Owl can help with the problem? What would you do if you were Prince Tuesday? How would you talk with your daddy? And what do you think Sir Thomas will be like? We have lots to make believe about next time. Do you have a special something that you take to bed with you? Does it help you to go to sleep when you hold your special something? I'd like to sing you a lullaby that I wrote for people who are going to sleep. If you want to, you could learn it. I like to help people learn things. So I guess I'm a teacher that way. Sleep, little baby, sleep, sleep. I will be near you. You will be safe to sleep, 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 little baby, sleep. And once you learn that song and you teach it to somebody else, then you'll be the teacher. The best teachers are the kind who help us feel good about who we are and what we're learning. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think we'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You know what that says? I love you. I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.